Mohegan Sun officials are expected to reveal changes to their original plans for a $600 million resort casino development in Palmer to address the competition that has sprung up in the last year for the lone casino license available in western Massachusetts. The meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. at Pathfinder Regional Vocational Technical High School. Mohegan Sun has pursued a casino project on property just off the Massachusetts Turnpike in Palmer for years. But now there's competition from MGM Resorts International and Penn National Gaming that have projects in downtown Springfield, and Hard Rock International, which has proposed to build a resort casino on part of the Big E Fairgrounds in West Springfield. Palmer Town Councilor Paul Burns says he'll be looking for Mohegan Sun officials to explain what their project will mean for regional economic growth.
Palmer certainly has a great site in terms of developable land in that area, but what does it do to enhance development across the region, not just in the host community?
Burns is encouraging a large turnout tonight to demonstrate Palmer's support for the casino project.
Part of the problem in a community like Palmer is that we've been doing this for so long that I think that, and I don't want to say it's a malaise, but I think people expect it. And it's not new. We're in Springfield and West Springfield. It's a new project.
Jennifer Barafaldi, who's a spokesperson for two pro-casino groups in Palmer, says some residents in the rural town of 12,000 people may have questions about the project's impact on traffic and other concerns. But she claims support for the Mohegan Sun Casino project has grown in Palmer in the face of the competition from Springfield and West Springfield.
What they're saying it is, that it sounds like it's going to be a great, robust project that really can really be the economic engine for not only Greater Springfield and Western Mass, but even Worcester County and in the Central Mass regions.
Palmer is the so-called rural casino in the competition in Western Massachusetts. And in an interview earlier this year, Mohegan Sun CEO Mitchell Edis said that is one of the reasons he believes it's the front runner.
We know that the folks in New England prefer the rural gaming, and we know that it's a much better model for this part of the country. We have a community that is desirous of our casino. They really are supportive of this casino. We have a great relationship. We're much farther along than anybody in their discussions with their towns about their host community agreement.
Additional public presentations have been scheduled in Springfield's casino selection process. On March 11th, officials from MGM and Penn National will participate in a two-hour forum at the City Stage Theater. City officials say the purpose of the presentations is to clarify traffic plans and offer more details about the non-casino aspects of the proposals. Both casino operators outlined their plans at a public forum last December that was attended by several hundred people. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.